Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reñeses, and you are listening to the Coaching Happiness Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Welcome to episode 28 of the Coaching Happiness Podcast. My name is Kathy Reñeses, and I'm a life coach, speaker, and founder of Coaching Happiness, a coaching service focused on heart work, whose mission is to create a better world, one person at a time. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Centro Holístico, Sunrider Philippines, and Kangen Water PH. Revolutionize your health with water. If you're looking for other podcasts to listen to, one of my personal favorites is The Dog Behind the Human. If you're like me and your fur babies speaks and barks, it can be pretty hard to translate. Sometimes all you need is an expert and a dog lover to help you understand. Join dog coach Francis and the ever entertaining Tina Ryan as they explore controversial topics, secrets, and the best practices of the dog industry. All of that and more in the Dog Behind the Human podcast. To learn more about the shows and the network, you can go to www.podcastnetwork.asia. So, hiya! How is everyone doing today? I hope you and your family are home and safe and secure. As of this recording, we are still stuck indoors all day for the most part. Quarantine rules are still in place. Gyms are still closed and travel restrictions are still in place. I'm not trying to say this to be depressing, but it is currently the reality that we're living in. And I'm crossing all of my fingers and toes that this is going to be over soon. Now, in case you guys didn't know, aside from my own online coaching practice, I also have a practice at Centro Holístico. It's a local integrative and holistic clinic in Metro Manila, where I practice life and health coaching. I love working and learning with the doctors there. They are mostly general practitioners and internists who have also taken up functional medicine and traditional Chinese medicine, which includes acupuncture. And I feel like I get the best of all worlds, Eastern and Western philosophies of healthcare whenever I sit down with them. I've also personally gone through my own wellness journey with them as well, which started back in 2018. And I've seen my own health improve tremendously, which is enough evidence for me to recommend them to anyone suffering through any chronic disease or for people who simply want to improve their state of health. Huwag na natin antayin na magkasakit pa tayo bago tayo magpatingin sa doktor. Diba? Pwede naman tayo magpa-check up lang nang walang sakit at magpatulong kung paano tayo pwedeng maging mas healthy. Remember, their primary job is healthcare, not sick care. They would really rather see you healthy, but we just keep going to them mostly when we're already feeling sick. And healthcare is what I'd like to talk about for this episode. Aside from working as Centro Holístico's in-house life and health coach, I also host their Sunday morning Facebook and YouTube live talks called Wellness Weekends. It's a different topic each time, but it mostly revolves around functional medicine and integrative practices like traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture and Reiki, and how these different healing modalities can help us keep traveling in the right direction on the continuum of wellness. We've done, I think, around 30 of these chats already, and in that time, I've learned so many practical ways to work on our health and our immunity, So that is especially what I want to share with all of you. But before that, I want to talk about one of my sponsors a little bit, and that's Podcast Network Asia's sister, Podmetrics. If you're a fellow podcaster and want to know how I collaborate with brands in the Coaching Happiness podcast, I use Podmetrics. It's the easiest way to monetize your podcast, regardless of its size. And hey, if you're an advertiser and you want to work with me on an episode, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and just fill up the form. So, going back to Wellness Weekends by Centro Holístico. We went into it with the intention of wanting to create something of value for our patients that could help educate them, to help support them, and to help them understand as well why they're giving the health protocols they are, and to help also understand the why between their doctor's decisions. Of course, at Centro Holístico, their holistic medical consultation is a service that you can make the most of because it runs for around an hour. Usually with conventional doctors, I think the maximum is usually around 15 minutes. But even after an hour of chatting with your doctor, there's still a wealth of practical information that they'd want to share with you. They just don't have the time to do it per patient. All the doctors practice the functional medicine model that focuses on getting to the root cause of the disease in a person. And because we're all so different, we all grew up differently, we have different eating habits, stress levels, lifestyles, etc. The root cause of my headache may be very different from the root cause of yours. Even if you may be, let's say, my brother or my father. It's really very interesting. And getting into functional medicine can be a whole other episode in itself, but I am not a medical professional and my understanding is probably just skimming the surface. But the marvelous thing about this practice is that there's solutions to most of our lifestyle diseases is a practical change in lifestyle, which anybody can understand and immediately put into practice, which is what I want to get into. I think that especially in these times, we need so much more than just taking a shot and assuming that would keep us safe. Now, while vaccines do help, there are also several factors that could still cause you to get sick. You know, aside from viral overload or being exposed to the virus in your place of work, it could also really affect you if you have comorbidities, for one. So taking the vaccine while at the same time working on understanding and strengthening your immune system is crucial to making sure we come out of this with no long-term symptoms that could deteriorate our quality of life. We don't realize how large an effect our lifestyle plays on our immune system. It makes sense though, right? I mean, if we're going through a box of cigarettes a day, drinking till we puke every weekend, eating fast food while at work, and believing that sleep is for the weak, we really aren't setting ourselves up for success, huh? When working with patients, these are the areas the Centro doctors focus on, looking at the whole picture before getting to the root cause of our problems. I personally think that the main problem is that we've gotten used to a lifestyle that's toxic and we just don't know any better until somebody shines a light on it. I've been a patient at Centro for a while now, and I'll be honest, I didn't realize how bad my own lifestyle habits were until it was pointed out to me. So What are the main lifestyle habits that we need to focus on when raising our immune system that can keep us from catching COVID and other nasty viruses and bacteria for that matter? Hippocrates, often called the father of medicine, once said, "All disease begins in the gut." So let's start there. What have you been consuming and how has that affected your gut? Obviously, if you eat a lot of fruit and veg, you stay away from sugar and processed food, then you probably have a very healthy gut that absorbs the nutrients from the food that you do consume, bringing it to the areas of your body that need it. But if you eat a lot of processed junk, like your oily adobo and sugary humbat, or you love fast food, or instead of drinking water, you prefer to drink sweet teas and soda products. You binge drink over the weekend. You smoke a ton. You love your sweetbread and desserts. Your gut may then be quite impaired because it's too busy fighting inflammation. And nothing good can come of that. While there are a lot of causes for inflammation in the gut, one of the primary culprits is usually our diet. And when our gut is inflamed, it won't be as effective in absorbing nutrients like it's supposed to because it's too busy firefighting its own house, which might also lead to a leaky gut where unprocessed food bits may seep out of our gut and into our bloodstream. We might also be bloated a lot. We might struggle with focus and concentration. We may have trouble with weight gain, and that's only the beginning. And I discovered that the number one cause of inflammation is sugar. That was the answer across the board from every doctor I talked to at Centro Holístico. Consuming too much sugar essentially kills the microbiome in your gut. It's that flora that helps break down the food that we eat, which leads to intestinal permeability, nutrient malabsorption, and even an autoimmune response in many people, which may manifest itself as allergies, skin conditions, or even a full-blown autoimmune disease. Yikes. If this is you, as this has definitely been me, what you can do is build better habits to support a healthier gastrointestinal system. The most obvious thing to drastically reduce or completely get rid of is the white stuff, sugar. You can substitute it for other sweeteners like cocoa sugar, stevia, or honey, maybe. Also, tweaking the proportions and the color of your plate helps a lot. The Filipino plate is usually very white and brown. The white being the rice, and the brown being whatever the meal is for the day. If it isn't a brown sauce, it's something fried. The gulay or the vegetables are a side dish if you do get to eat your vegetables for the day. But ideally, the proportions of our plate should be around 50% vegetables and only 25% your carb of choice and 25% your protein or your ulam. You can also challenge yourself to eat the rainbow in terms of your fruit and veg, as the different colors also provide a wide range of vitamins and nutrients that our body needs. Maybe also adding probiotics to your diet will also help your gut microbiome break down faster. This is your pickled veg like achara or kimchi, even yogurt and kombucha. If anything, and if you find the 50% vegetables, 25% carbs, and 25% protein, a little bit intimidating, you can try eating slowly. Just do that and see how it feels. A lot of people feel that 25% protein and only 25% carbs might leave them feeling hungry afterwards. But practice this and eating slowly, and you'll be surprised at how full you feel after your meal. It's also highly recommended that you reduce or avoid immune offenders, such as any other added sugars and salt, high glycemic foods, and excessive saturated fat. So anything basically that is fried, too salty, too sweet, or processed. Now, before I wrap this topic up, I also want to touch on supplements a little bit, since it's kind of connected to nutrition and the gut, because I've noticed that we tend to kind of hoard supplements since they're just so easily accessible. And so my advice for that is talk to your doctor about supplementation. You know, going back to that functional medicine principle of going to the root cause and how everybody and everybody is different. You know, more often than not, the over-the-counter supplements have different, mostly bare minimum dosages. So talk to your doctor about your needs so they can recommend the right amount to take and when to take it to optimize the supplements that you buy. Otherwise, all you're left with is very expensive whey. The next aspect of your lifestyle that you'd want to take a look at if you'd want to raise your immunity is the quality of the sleep that you get. How much sleep do you usually get at night? What time do you usually sleep? And how light or heavy a sleeper are you? Sleep is inherently restorative, and it really enables an internal resetting or regulatory aspect of our physiology. There is substantial evidence to suggest that sleep disturbances like insomnia or lack of quality sleep, meaning you don't enter the REM cycle, or even one night of reduced sleep, is associated with disturbances in the innate immune system due to disruptions in the circadian homeostasis of inflammatory cytokines and in the activities of immune cell subpopulations, which is why, basically, when we're sick with a fever, we sleep the day away. In traditional Chinese medicine, it's actually highly recommended that we sleep between 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. So dapat bago mag 11 p.m. tulog ka na. We've all heard of the concept of our body clock, right? But what we don't realize is how certain hours of the day is believed to correspond to certain organs and their energy system. In traditional Chinese medicine, it's believed that between the hours of 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., the gallbladder detoxes its system. And from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., it's the liver's peak time to cleanse our blood and regulate that system. So if you notice, the energy systems between 11 p.m. to around 3 a.m. are the ones that is in charge of really detoxing our bodies. Now, if you sleep the entire 8 hours from 3 to 5 a.m., the lungs then start to regulate its systems. And between 5 to 7 a.m., it's the large intestine's turn. It's also sound advice to practice good sleep hygiene and maintain consistent sleep hours by turning off your screens, ensuring that the room that you're sleeping in is cool and quiet and dark, and just setting reminders of when to go to bed on time and when you're supposed to be up. I actually used to have trouble falling asleep before 11 since I was such a night owl. Like, I was so used to sleeping at 3 or 4. But the one thing that's really helped me with this is a breathwork practice called 4-8-7. You can lie down or sit up while doing this, whatever makes you feel comfortable. And what you do is you inhale for 4 counts, feeling your diaphragm, not your lungs, expand. You then hold your breath for 8 counts. And then you exhale for 7 counts, making sure that you expel all of that air. And you repeat it 4 to 8 times. Now, what this does is it triggers the parasympathetic nervous system, which is in charge of our body's rest and digest. And this is essentially a good tip of telling our body that it's now time to go to sleep. And, you know, just thinking about doing it now makes me feel a little drowsy. The next factor in raising our immune system is the amount of stress in our life and how we manage it. Now, both occasional stress and sustained stress can take its toll on our immune system. And while some degree of stress is healthy for normal functioning, building resilience, and even beneficial for our immunity, the chronic low-level stress that has no resolution or coping behaviors may suppress our immune function. And that last one is what we're all going through now. It's been 1.5 years of dealing with a pandemic and living in the longest lockdown in the world. And while for the most part, I hope you're all safe, the sustained low-level stress has definitely been getting to a lot of us. And it has led to a weaker immune system, making us susceptible to autoimmune disease, asthma, even allergies. So, how does one manage stress? This, I think, would vary from person to person. And while I personally prefer to sleep it off, having breathwork practices to wake me up, ground me throughout the day, and trigger my sleep, as I mentioned, as well as planning out my days with an old school planner, this has all been very helpful to me. Other mind-body practices such as, I don't know, yoga, meditation, mindfulness, tai chi, qigong, or just sweating it out in the gym also benefits immune regulation. Stress and stress management can be a whole hour's topic, but in a nutshell, the best tool for this is having an awareness of what it is you can control versus what you can't. And if something isn't 100% within your control, well, it doesn't make sense to stress over it, does it? So learn to let that go. The next aspect of our lives that we'd want to be mindful of when raising our immunity is exercise or moving our body. Do you have a regular movement routine, or have you turned into a couch potato this pandemic? Moderate, regular physical activity helps the immune system function by raising levels of infection-fighting white blood cells and antibodies, increasing circulation, and decreasing stress hormones. It also pumps a ton of happy hormones into your system, especially if you work out in the morning and get your sun, which helps increase your energy levels and your mood as well. Now, physical activity provides the movement the body needs to oxygenate, circulate blood and nutrients, and also eliminate waste from cells, all of which are essential to the function of the immune system. Now, I'm not saying that you go from 0 to 100 in a span of a week, but start slowly and build on a workout routine that works for you. This can be one of the hardest habits to build since it involves moving your entire body, which is not used to movement and sweating, which is one of the best ways for our body to detox. So if you're just starting to build the habit, I suggest that you just start where you're at. If all you can manage is a 30-minute walk around the neighborhood with your dog, do that. If you like to dance, do that. If you've always wanted to try yoga, start with a light flow session and see how you feel about that. Then eventually, start increasing your resistance and stretching your time. Your 30-minute walk can be a 45-minute jog and run with a dog. You can maybe add ankle weights or resistance bands to your dance routine, or you can try a vinyasa or a more challenging flow. There are really no set rules to exercising. The important thing is you just do it. And that's usually the hardest part, right? And lastly, the quality of our social connections also affect our immunity. I bet you didn't see that coming, huh? But it makes total sense, right? While some connections are uplifting and positive, there are also going to be social connections that are just stressful and just brings never-ending conflict. Ito yung mga taong sa 10 kinuwento mo na maganda, na masaya ka, siguro may 11 silang mahahanap na mali o masama. Ang tawag ko sa mga yan, mga negatron. Tapos pag wala din silang kinuwento sa'yo kundi reklamo at problema sa buhay, tawag ko naman doon, mga negastar. Diba? Tapos pag napansin mo, buong pamilya niya ganon, ay, negazord na yan. Mahirap kalabanin yan. So if you feel that the people around you are what's pulling you down, take a look at your immediate space, the 5 people you spend the most time with, and see how you feel about them. Notice what kind of energy exchanges you have. Are they a negatron? May pagka-negastar ba sila? Or negazord na yung nakapaligid sa'yo? Are you happy to be in their company? Are you dreading the thought of seeing them every day? Do you feel like some people in your space have been pulling you down and making you feel bad about yourself? Make an audit of that immediate space and see if there are people in there that you should maybe swap out or cut off. Sometimes the negatrons and the negastars in our lives are family members, and they can be hard to limit our time with, especially since we're all kind of stuck indoors with them. So maybe try to look for someone you can add to your space to balance it out. A cousin maybe, who's a lot more optimistic and supportive, or a friend on social media. More often than not, the strangers on the internet are the ones who turn out to be our biggest cheerleaders. Another great positive psychology tool to use is keeping a gratitude journal. All you do is list down the top 3 things that you're grateful for every day. Simple as that. It's a great habit to build that also trains your brain to focus on the positive instead of mulling over the things that are going wrong. So if you are having trouble getting support from your social connections, then at least you can kind of build that wall of gratitude and resilience so you can at least bounce back faster. So in general, lifestyle interventions can be an effective means to help people raise their immunity during times of uncertainty. And even without a pandemic, it's just good sense to work on your health while you're healthy, instead of working on it while recovering from an illness. I hope you've picked up some gems from this episode, and I challenge you to change one thing about your lifestyle today that can support raising your immune system. So that's it for this episode. If you'd like to keep up with me, check my upcoming workshops, or just want to keep in touch, you can like and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at coachinghappiness.ph, or book a telecoaching session at www.coachinghappiness.ph. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.